here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 15th of February, 2009. It's the week of Valentine's Day, a week in which we've been reminiscing about great love stories in literature and also some real love stories. One could mention the love affair between Virginia Woolf and Vita Sackville West, who met in 1922, December, at a dinner party. It was on this day, 1935, Virginia wrote a letter to Vita, "I'm longing for an adventure, dearest creature. My mind is filled with dreams of romantic meetings, so let me know and love me better and better and put another rung on the ladder and let me climb up." For 19 years until Virginia Woolf's suicide, Virginia and Vita were friends and lovers, exchanged hundreds and hundreds of letters. When they met, Vita wrote in a letter to a friend, "I simply adore Virginia Woolf. At first you think she's plain, then a sort of spiritual beauty imposes itself on you and you find a fascination in watching her." Talking about great love stories, you could mention John Fowle's novel, The French Lieutenant's Woman, the story of Sarah Woodruff, a Victorian governess in a coastal town on the southwest coast of England. A mysterious loner spends her time away from work standing on the sea wall, staring out at the ocean. She's the object of gossip in the town. People say she was taken advantage of by a French sailor and that she's a fallen woman. But she captures the attention of an amateur paleontologist, Charles Smithson, who falls in love with Sarah Woodruff and breaks off his engagement to Ernestina, and Sarah becomes pregnant with his baby. The French Lieutenant's Woman came out in 1969. It's been called a postmodern love story because the author sometimes shows up in the narrative, and there is more than one possible ending. And when you think of great love stories, you could mention The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Jay Gatsby, who builds himself an enormous life of luxury, every detail perfect in order to impress the love of his life, Daisy Buchanan, whom he met when he was a young officer, and she was an unmarried Southern belle. She's since married Tom Buchanan. But Gatsby arranges to meet Daisy again through her cousin Nick Carraway, who is Gatsby's neighbor and also the narrator of the story. Gatsby and Daisy are reunited. They have an affair. Tom is furious. He confronts Gatsby, exposes him as a fraud, a man named Jimmy Gatz, a self-made man who comes from a small town in North Dakota. After the confrontation, Daisy and Gatsby drive back home together, and their car hits Tom's lover, Myrtle, and kills her. Tom is furious. He tells Myrtle's husband that Gatsby killed her, but Nick Carraway realizes it wasn't Gatsby who hit Myrtle, that Daisy was driving and Gatsby took the blame, even though Daisy has abandoned him and gone back to Tom. And the next day, Gatsby is at his mansion in the pool, pining for Daisy, and Myrtle's husband comes to the house and shoots him. Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall, love poem. When you fall in love, you jockey your horse into the flaming barn. You hire a cabin on the shiny Titanic. You tease the black bear. Reading the monitor, you scan the obituaries, looking for your name. Love poem, Donald Hall. From White Apples and the Taste of Stone, selected poems 1946 to 2006, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Hallister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.